Good morning, South Jersey. It's old minute you're waking up.
Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. Welcome to a Wednesday morning, 17th day of September. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Apple Dumpling Day.
Apple dumpling?
That sounds great.
What is that?
It's a great dessert with apples and dumplings.
Is it like crusty? You get what I'm saying?
Or is good. It? It's just good, Jana. That's all you need to know.
I've
really
never
good.
Heard of this ever. I need to
research it. You've never heard the term apple dumpling?
No.
Heard the Apple Dumpling Gang?
What's
the movie or something? It's Voter Registration Day, Citizenship Day, and Constitution Day. Good morning. We're Joe and John. You know, this morning, Atlantic City Casino has had their best summer in over 10 years. A very strong August powered in-person gaming revenue to its highest level since 2014 for the summer. Meanwhile, internet gambling set another record in August.
Atlantic City will have three neighborhoods hopefully improved. The CRDA has approved redevelopment and housing monies. The projects intend to increase housing, employment, and cultural opportunities in the Ducktown neighborhood at the Sheraton Hotel. And in the Southeast Inlet neighborhood.
Just as anchor rebate checks are being distributed to New Jersey residents, a costly scam may confuse taxpayers into revealing their banking information. Officials with the New Jersey Division of Taxation says the scam arrives as a text on your phone that claims your refund request has been approved and directs the victim to insert payment information from their bank. State tax officials say they'll never text or phone you asking for personal information.
And your South Jersey weather for today. It's cloudy and humid, some spotty showers, high of 69.
Well, and it's time now for Jana's fangirl update.
Do you remember the TV show Nashville? It starred Connie Britton and Hayden Panettiere. It was all about country artists and their careers in Music City. It was so good. I was obsessed. Hayden Panettiere says she'd absolutely be down for a reboot. She loved the storylines. She thinks there's still plenty left to explore, honestly. Her real life struggles kind of made her role as Juliet Barnes. It hit even harder. Okay. So this comeback could actually happen. I hope it does. We've got potential Nashville reboot details up for you at catcountry1073.com. Kenny Chesney is swapping stadiums for storytelling. He drops his very first audiobook. It's called Heart Life Music on November 4th. He admits the recording took longer than planned because he kept getting lost in 25 years of memories. It's okay. It's okay. It's expected. You can expect plenty of untold stories, behind the scenes moments, and all the heart that made him a country legend. All the details about Kenny's audiobook are ready for you on the Cat Country 107.3.
Free cash cow tomorrow. $1,000 on the line each and every weekday, 8:20 tomorrow morning, your first chance to win. Well, a scandal has rocked the championships. I'm talking, of course, about the World Stone Skipping Championships
Scotland.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Several disqualifications due to a cheating scandal.
A cheating for throwing rocks?
The annual event held in September celebrates the sport of stone skipping. Competitors try to skip naturally occurring slate stones across the water's surface.
Oh, that kind. Of throwing stones. Okay.
What other kind did you think?
I was picturing like the people that you know, the big weights that are in like the shape of balls and they carry them over their heads and it's like a how much can you lift? That's what I was picturing. Go ahead.
Some competitors were found using machine smooth stones with artificial notches intended to enhance their performance. Kyle Matthews is the event's toss master. He received calls from worried participants and confirmed the rule violations. In response to the incident, organizers are considering stricter rules that we require participants to use stones selected by Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out. Karen lives in KBay Courthouse. She sent us today's joke. Thank
Kara?
You, Karen. Karen.
Karen. Karen. Thank you, Karen.
When I see lovers' names carved in a tree, I can't help but think, how many people bring a knife on a date?
Well, with those little, like, what are they called? Swiss
knife? Plate?
Yeah. You never know.
Still.
Never know.
Preferably doesn't.
But people don't.
It's Cat Country 107.3.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September. sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she made me break out of my guitar and play.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Cash Cow returns tomorrow. $1,000 winner every day. First chance to win will be at 8:20 tomorrow morning. Coming up this morning at 7:20.
Sure could use a little good news today.
Yeah.
It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. What wonderful things are happening in your world. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Your good news coming up at 7. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we off to today?
Sao Paulo, Brazil. A thief broke into a luxury apartment, couldn't resist trying on some of the owner's expensive designer clothes and jewelry. He actually stopped and posed for dozens of selfies in front of the bathroom mirror, posting them to his Instagram story with the caption, "Living my best life."
Bet you are.
Well, the apartment owner, watching from his security app, screenshotted the posts from the guy's phone, forwarded them to police. Officers arrested the guy in less than 3 hours at his house, still wearing the stolen Rolex. Traffic note this morning, some problems on the Garden State Parkway southbound. Southbound in Cayman County between exit 9, that's Shelby Avenue, and Route 47, which is exit 6. There's an accident there. It's causing a little bit of a slowdown. We understand it's almost cleared up, but if you're going south on the parkway, again, between exits 9 and 6, keep your eyes open. Good morning. Three things you need to know this morning. Atlantic City Casino has had their best summer in over 10 years. A very strong August powered in-person gaming revenue to its highest level since 2014 for the summer. Meanwhile, internet gambling set another record in August.
Atlantic City will have three neighborhoods hopefully improved. The CRDA has approved redevelopment and housing monies. The projects intend to increase housing, employment, and cultural opportunities in the Ducktown neighborhood, at the Sheraton Hotel, and in the Southeast Inlet neighborhood.
Just as anchor rebate checks are being distributed to New Jersey residents, a costly scam may confuse taxpayers into revealing their banking information. Officials with the New Jersey Division of Taxation says the scam arrives as a text on your phone that claims your refund request has been approved and directs the victim to insert payment information from their bank. State tax officials say they'll never text or phone you asking for personal information.
And your South Jersey weather for today, it's cloudy and humid, some spotty showers, high of 60.
My parents were going to name me Shaboozy, but settled on Joseph instead. It's Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Good News Wednesday coming up in 5 minutes. Right now, Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs. All happy birthday to Jonathan, who's 30. Jonathan's claim to fame, he's Becca's brother.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Frank Pasci of Barnegat is 50 today. Frank Jr., happy birthday, Frank. Happy birthday to Bill Leeds. Jake Strawn of Smithville is 69. Steve Hewitt of Villas is 35. Kelly Schlunt is 49 today. It's Joseph McLaughlin's birthday. Joseph from Hamilton, 27.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Linda Foley from Cape May Courthouse. Brendan Bauer of Cape May is 27.
Woo!
A.J. DeClerico of Buna is 26. Happy birthday, A.J. That's it. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Joseph McLaughlin of Hamilton. Means
good news, a little good news today.
That's right. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. Get it to us at 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have a lot of good news already in from our app. Maria from Egg Harbor Township. Tour season is wrapping up, which means we can finally enjoy the Ocean City Boardwalk without the crowds.
There you go.
And people feeding the seagulls, too.
That's probably so annoying. Please don't. David
from Summers Point just got promoted at work. Treated myself to a new fishing rod.
There you go.
I think I need to get promoted so I can get a new fishing rod. I have one more here. Caitlin from Bridgeton. We welcomed a new puppy into the family this week.
Aww.
The kids are over the moon. We're still deciding on a name.
Yeah, it took me like 2 weeks to name my puppy.
I would name that puppy Joe Kelly right now and you'd be all set.
Yeah, that is what you would say. We've got one more on the app. You push the message us button. It's Sue from Folsom. She says, my good news is I'm taking my hubby to see Clint Black on Saturday.
Good news Wednesday. We want to share your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Tom from Galloway, my 9-year-old grandson, scored his first touchdown in youth football this weekend.
Woo!
The whole family was cheering.
I would have been. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Jasmine, also from Galloway, I found $20 in an old jacket pocket this morning. Free lunch for me today.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Isn't that the best? That's like when you find a $20 bill in your jeans after you put them through the wash.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, where'd this come from? Because it fell out and you see it in the drum and you're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Free money. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
I just wanted to cut out Cat Country 107.3 and Donna.
Hey.
Okay.
Can I tell you why?
Sure, please.
I'm scared.
I'm Barry Erickson, the one you wrote the article about my son.
Oh, hi, Barry.
I think we found a very nice 17-year-old, probably a lifelong friend, came from a great family.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
Such a wonderful time. It was probably the greatest day of my son's life and the greatest day of my life.
Thank you so much for telling me that, Barry. Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Now you better explain because I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, so there was this kid. His name's Barry Jr., and he was looking for friends because people are mean to him, all because he has Down syndrome.
Oh.
And he was looking for a friend to go ride the rides with in Wildwood. Mm. And I was like, I believe in this. Like, this is, we're going to find Barry a friend. And I guess we did. I wrote an article about it. I talked about it a little on my stories on social media, and we shared it. And I had a bunch of people reach out to me, so I connected a few people with Barry Sr., who we just heard from, Barry's dad. And I guess it worked out. And I'm like trying not to cry.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Phone number is 609-383-1073. Or even better, hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That works.
Definitely better.
Prize today, 4 tickets to Monster Truck Action in Wildwood. Monsters on the Beach, presented by Renegade Monster Trucks, returns to Wildwood thanks to the Greater Wildwood Hotel Motel Association. It's 3 days, or 2 days, 3 big shows. Friday, September 26th at 7:30. Saturday, the 27th at 12:30, and then again at 7. We have 4 tickets for Monster Trucks in Wildwood for Friday, September 26th at 7:30 when you win. Here's the question. The 3 most borrowed items in America. Hey, can I borrow? Are pens, jumper cables, and what else?
Am I allowed to guess?
Yes, in just a second, let me repeat the question.
Okay.
What are the 3 most borrowed items in America? 2 of them are pens and jumper cables. What's number 3? What's your answer?
Hoses. Can I borrow your hose, brother?
Like garden hose?
Yeah.
No.
Is that a weird thing to guess?
Yes.
Is it? I don't know. I feel like I used to see that a lot in movies. People would be like, can I borrow your hose?
$16.99. Go to Walmart and get your own hose. 3 most borrowed items in America. Pens, jumper cables, and what else? Kelly Roll Liar, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Up for grabs today. 4 tickets to Monster Trucks taking place in Wildwood later this month. Here's the question. What are the 3 most borrowed items in America? Number 1, pens. Number 2, jumper cables. What's number 3?
It's not hoses, right?
I still think that's a funny answer.
I'm just making sure. I'm telling you it was a thing. I don't know why I know it was a thing. It just was.
I don't think so.
It was.
Hoses is not the answer.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower is not it. Thank you.
That was my other guess.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Money.
Money is very good, but that's not it. Thank you. Why isn't it money? Everyone borrows money. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it your?
I'm sorry?
Your car
is not it. Thank you. You're not borrowing my car. Call Uber.
I don't know if I'd ever ask you to borrow your car.
What's your answer?
Is it lighters?
Lighters is absolutely right. You're a winner.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
That makes sense.
What's your name?
Patty,
where are you from?
Mays Landing.
Patty, we've got 4 tickets to Monster Trucks in Wildwood for you. Congratulations.
My boys will be so excited.
Yay.
Aw.
3 most borrowed items in America: pens, jumper cables, and lighter.
Can I get a light? Yeah.
I don't smoke, so I don't think lighter would ever entered my mind.
I think that's going to drop as the years go on, less and less, you know what I mean? Like, the younger generation's not smoking. And it's all about, even if you smoke the green, it's in a vape pen now. So yeah, I think we're evolving.
Pens, jumper cables, lighters. I let somebody borrow my car once. It was actually
somebody for the record
who worked at one of our radio stations 20 years ago.
Say not me.
And I think the statute of limitations has run out. So I was like, they got arrested for some kind of drug thing a week later.
Shut up.
I was convinced that somehow they... 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Again, congratulations to Patty. Most borrowed things in America: pens, jumper cables, and lighters. Although somebody said money. I thought that was a real good one. How about phone chargers?
Oh, that's a big one.
You think that would be big now?
Yeah.
Clothes?
Clothes is always big.
Tools is something people borrow and then they return it 6 months later rusty. Kitchen stuff. People always used to...
Well, I asked you a cup of sugar and you were like, No.
I'm thinking Tupperware.
Oh. Well,
that used to be big.
Yeah. Now people bring everything in the glass Tupperware because microplastics.
Carrie from Summers Point had a good one. She said books.
Yeah.
How about your fishing pole? Can I use your fishing pole? You know, sports stuff.
Do people ask to borrow fishing poles still?
I think they might. If you have friends that fish and that you don't know when you're trying, maybe. I don't know. But again, the top 3: pens.
I could see that.
Jumper cables and lighters. Good morning. We're Joe and John. 3 things you need to know this morning. Atlantic City Casino has had their best summer in over 10 years. A very strong August powered in-person gaming revenue to its highest level since 2014 for the summer. Meanwhile, internet gambling set another record in August.
Atlantic City will have 3 neighborhoods hopefully improved. The CRDA has approved redevelopment and housing monies. The projects intend to increase housing, employment, and cultural opportunities in the Ducktown neighborhood, at the Sheraton Hotel, and in the Southeast Inlet neighborhood.
Just as anchor rebate checks are being distributed to New Jersey residents, a costly scam may confuse taxpayers into revealing their banking information. Officials with the New Jersey Division of Taxation says the scam arrives as a text on your phone that claims your refund request has been approved and directs the victim to insert payment information from their bank. State tax officials say they'll never text or phone you asking for personal information.
And your South Jersey weather for today: it's cloudy and humid, some spotty showers, high of 60.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, them. You should relax. Me. Best I can do is sit here anxiously pretending to pull up socks I'm not wearing.
Correct, right.
Number 2, haunted houses this year are just going to have the news on.
Yeah. Basically.
Number 3, silk is a crazy material. I like your shirt. Thanks. It came out of a bug. Number 4.
That's so funny.
My husband loves it when he orders fries. I say I don't want any. Then I swoop in like a seagull at the beach. We're Joe and Shana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. Them. You seem happy today. Me. Thanks. I had some nachos.
Makes everything better.
It's Cat Country 107.3.
Especially with
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cash Cow returns tomorrow. $1,000 winners every weekday. Every day starting tomorrow at 8:20. We're going to give you 10 codes from 8:20 to 5:20. Every hour you'll get a new code. You'll take that code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, click on the button that says Cash Cow, and type in your code. And hopefully we'll be letting you know you won $1,000. $1,000 winner every day. Cash Cow returns from the Wildwood Police Department. Apparently right now the city of Wildwood experiencing some flooded roads. Don't drive through flood water. Be very careful.